Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Hey guys.
Dave, hi Dave from Ireland.
Hello.
Hi guys.
God bless your love.
Ah, sure. God bless the two of you as well.
Happy days.
You both spent so much time here. I don't need to do fake Irish accents, right? I mean, Jenny, you shot Wednesday here, and Catherine, you're an O'Hara. You're one of us.
I did a movie Last of the High Kings, and it turned into Summer Fling. No, why did they call it Summer Fling? It was cool as the Last of the High Kings.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Definitely.
I had to make sure no one saw it.
Listen, you two, congratulations on Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Or should I say congratulations on Beetlejuice.
Oh,
Beetlejuice.
Very good.
Oh,
it's so good. And you know what? Thank you, because this movie is actually really important in my house. So my wife's been obsessed with this since it came out in 88. And I'm not in my house right now, so I can't show you. But we have like Beetlejuice figurines.
Yeah.
And they're dotted around the house in different places. So people kind of discover them. Like they're not in, you know, they're not like all together. They're like, you just walk into a room and then, you know, the shrunken head Bob guy?
Yeah.
He's just looking at you. It's great.
That's so great.
Love that.
The original movie was a shrunken head on the couch at the end with Beetlejuice.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim has fucking heads. He has a few of them.
He does? Yeah.
And she hasn't seen this yet, but I told her it is absolutely amazing. I really loved it. So thank you guys so much.
Oh, I hope your wife is pleased.
Yes, I think she will be. And Catherine, how was it jumping back into Delia Dietz after all this time?
As much fun as I hope you'd think it would be. Really fun. First of all, I'm alive.
Yes.
To get to do it. We were all there. We had new great cast members. Tim couldn't have looked happier. That he pulled it off, that he was there. He was just so, you know, nonstop full of great, great ideas. And it was, honest to God, really fun. It was a great shoot.
Epic. And Jenna, obviously, welcome to the Beetlejuice universe. Did an amazing job. And how was it just jumping onto another Tim Burton set?
It was incredible. Especially something like Beetlejuice, that, you know, is such a... It was so influential to so many people, including myself. It was the best. It was the best. I loved showing up to work every day and the floors being built like this and having to say my lines loud enough to sound louder than the fish that were still clinging on to a dead person's body. There's a guy with a remote control in the background, making sure that the more excited he gets, the more they flap and whatnot. It was so good. You've never seen anything like it before. And Tim also was just so sweet. So unbelievably funny and smart, and I learned so much from him every time that I get to work with him, and really just one of the most trusting directors, and I just feel so safe when he's on set. And you know, I to have that kind of comfortability is such a gift and so rare.
Amazing. Well, Catherine, just one thing, I know we're talking about Beetlejuice for a second, but in Schitt's Creek, you say this amazing thing about Ireland, and you say it's a cinch to mash the Murphy where there's love. And just on behalf of the entire nation, what?
No, I worried about that. Yeah. I worried about what are the Irish going to think of this?
We loved it.
My grandmother called them Murphys.
The Murphys. Potatoes, Murphys. Yeah. Right, okay.
If you ask my mom, they're not even from Ireland. We're like third generation Canadian. Okay. But Irish on all sides, everywhere, like nothing but. But when you ask my mom what's for dinner, she'd say, oh, I don't know, go get the Murphys. We'll put those on. Like always.
Always.
Yeah, Murphys.
Amazing. Well, Jenna and Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on Beetlejuice, and we'll see you for the next one.
Thank you. God bless you.
See you guys. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast.